Dr. Duren, our next question's for you. It's from Kim in Florida, and she wants to know about feeding alfalfa hay. Does it make horses hot, or is it good to give? Is there a good standard for the amount of alfalfa the horse should get as part of their forage ration?
Great question. The first part of that, can it make horses hot? I think we need to all understand that from a calorie standpoint, a pound of alfalfa will always contain more calories, again per pound, than a given grass hay. And when we feed horses, what we typically feed horses is by the universal measurement of a flake. Again, a flake of alfalfa will typically be more dense or heavier than a flake of grass hay. So when the barn help feeds a flake of alfalfa versus a flake of grass hay, they're feeding more weight, and that more weight has a higher calorie content per pound. So I think that's a lot of what causes the misconception, if you will, that horses will become hot or aggressive when they eat alfalfa. The second part of that, is there a good standard of how much to give? Again, it depends a bit on the nutrient requirement of the horse. If we have a horse that is a pregnant mare or a lactating mare, they would get a higher percentage of alfalfa because they would require the higher calories and higher protein that an alfalfa would bring to the dinner table. With performance horses, I typically do like to use some alfalfa in the diet. I like to use, for that 1,100-pound performance horse, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 5 pounds of alfalfa per day. I like to time the feeding and feed that prior to exercise so I get some buffering from the calcium, some acid buffering. May help prevent some ulceration. But the other reason to add the alfalfa is because the additional protein and additional calories help the horse meet its energy requirements and help the horse meet his protein requirements. So I do feed alfalfa hay to performance horses, not a problem, and I do feed it to pregnant and lactating mares without issue as well.